With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There are reports on a Ukrainian drone attack in Crimea and a Russian attack in Kharkiv.
Ukrainian drones and missiles have killed several people in Russia and Crimea. A video posted on Crimean Winds Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when five Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with four aerial bombs, hitting a five-story residential building and killing several people. I'm Karen Chemas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Michigan County Sheriff's deputy was fatally shot overnight while pursuing a suspected stolen vehicle in Detroit. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says Bradley Reckling of Rochester Hills was on duty in an unmarked car following a 2022 Chevy Equinox.
One of the detectives was behind the vehicle, located the vehicle, at which point the vehicle suddenly stopped. Again, this is all preliminary. This is what we believe happened at this point. Since it's an unmarked car, there's not dash cam or things like that. The car suddenly stopped. Individuals exited that stolen vehicle and opened fire on our deputy. It was an ambush.
Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard at a news conference on WXYV-TV. While much of the country deals with heat, flooding, and affected in the Plain States.
People were going on the roofs because the current was getting too strong. Until Sioux City Rescue got here, the governor had ordered a helicopter to come in to airlift people out.
This is SRN News. Walmart goes all in on gay pride, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a t-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith by the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence in their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. One of Chicago's most popular tourist attractions, simply known as The Bean.
And The Bean has reopened to the public after nearly a year of construction. City officials say the work included new stairs, accessible ramps, a waterproofing system, and a total rebuild of the podium around the sculpture. The bean-shaped sculpture, which was initially known as Cloud Gate, weighs 110 tons. It's a very busy tourist hub near Michigan Avenue for photos and selfies. Jason Walker reporting.
Former President Donald Trump has narrowed his vice presidential shortlist to a handful of contenders as he prepares to announce his pick in the days before or perhaps at next month's Republican National Convention. He told reporters yesterday that he already has made his decision and that that person will be in attendance Thursday in Atlanta at the first debate of the general election campaign with President Joe Biden. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.